I'm April Cummings with Radio Cayman Sports. Volleyball nets are back up on the BRAC. Sister Islands photojournalist Ward Scott caught up with BRAC sports instructor Akito Lewis, who has more info on the growing program.
We're playing volleyball, practicing it 7:30 to 9 o'clock. Ages 15 years go up to adults, so everyone's welcome.
Okay, and how important is volleyball in Cayman BRAC?
It's very important. We started last week and we had good numbers. We had 23 come out, and the next night we had close to 30 come out, and tonight again we have 20 plus here already, so it's very popular.
Is it an easy sport to get into?
It's a very easy sport to get into. The basics are easy to teach and the basics are easy to learn. It's very simple, fundamental, very fun. All ages can join and have fun.
Is it good for Cayman BRAC to have a volleyball?
All ages can do it. And in Cayman BRAC, we have elderly that live here. We have younger, smaller kids that can do it. We have every age in between that can take part in it because it's not a strenuous sport.
Okay, how do people get involved?
They can come out on Mondays and Wednesdays, 7:30 to 9. They just need to show up. The equipment is here, the balls. I'm the coach. We start and we play here at the Lehman E. Scott Senior High School.
BRAC sports instructor Akito Lewis. The Sister Islands Sports Association men's basketball tournament is in the playoff stage with teams from the BRAC and Little Cayman battling in a best-of-three series. Sport instructor Lenworth Duhaney says having Little Cayman in the league adds healthy competition.
We encourage it. I mean, they have been with us for about 3 to 4 years now. And we really like when Little Cayman is in the league. We think they are our sister islands, and they should come over and play. They are very competitive, and the guys look out for that. And so we look forward for them playing against the BRAC boys. It's a really good rivalry and really good competition.
In the regular rounds, Natoy topped the zone over BRAC ballers, with Storebox placing third, Little Cayman fourth. BRAC ballers defeating Little Cayman 49-38. Natoy won over Storebox 75-48. It was game one in the best of three. The teams that win the playoffs, of course, advance to the finals. The BRAC program has been building from the ground up. Last October, a Cayman BRAC under 15 team reached the finals of the junior NBA national event in Grand Cayman. Now, players who started in the grassroots system are starring in the men's league, including James Reed Jr., the league's leading scorer. Janie says the program is recruiting in primary schools to keep that momentum going.
Just encourage everyone to come out and play basketball. I mean, basketball is a sport that we all enjoy and we all should be involved in at some stage. If you can't play any court, come and do some scoring or anything. I mean, but as I said, basketball is very strong. We are doing well. And it's so good to see our boys coming from the grassroots level getting into the men's league and owning their own.
The program also has its eye on sending a men's team to compete in the Nationals in Grand Cayman. As Honoring Women Month continues, the Department of Sports is hoping that you will pencil them in for some fun and fitness events this March.
We have called it the Department of Sports Fit Dance event, and it's themed out Her Move, Her Power.
And that's with Yannick. That's another young Caymanian. And anybody that knows Yannick would put her in one of those groups that you would think, oh, she's a bit heavy. She can't do these things. And she will keep up with her dance group just like any of the people that's 100 pounds.
Wow. Wow.
And I think it's important that we incorporate people of all shapes, sizes, and backgrounds so that people could understand that nothing limits us.
Mita Day and Tristan Wessenhagen with the Department of Sports tell Radio Cayman the focus then shifts to strategy with their intergenerational games night at the Hub on March 20th.
And that goes up from ages 12 all the way up to 100.
Or 110.
Or 110, whatever we got.
Yes.
We've done that for 3 years and that's been really, really successful. It's on a Friday evening and it starts at 6. And it ends at about 9. And we have some refreshments there, courtesy of Welly's. It's open to the public. You don't need to reserve. I mean, last time I think we had like about maybe 7 to 9 or 80 people show up. And yes, it's really a fun evening.
For more information, email doshwm@gov.ky. That's doshwm@gov.ky. The annual Beacon Farms Golf Invitational returns to the North Sound Club on Friday, April 24th, raising funds to support Caymanians in recovery. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The charity tournament helps sustain Beacon Farms' work training program for people rebuilding their lives through agriculture. 15 Caymanians are currently employed there, learning skills in planting, harvesting, and farm operations. Teams of four can still sign up for the golf scramble with prizes for best team, closest to the pin, and longest drive, plus the chance to win a brand new car, courtesy of hole-in-one sponsor Track Automotive. Beacon Farm CEO Sandy Urquhart says farming offers both a second chance and a path toward self-sufficiency, noting a 92% retention rate last year among employees. Entry for teams is $1,000 and proceeds help the nonprofit work toward its goal of financial sustainability by 2029. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Registration details are available at beaconfarmscayman.org/events. It's been a busy week with the Inter-Secondary Athletics Championships underway. Tomorrow, the final day of events, an opening ceremony at 8:30 in the morning. And then from 9 to 11:30, we'll see finals for the 200 meters in all divisions, shot put under 17, high jump and long jump under 20. And then in the afternoon, it's relays, the mixed 800-meter relay, the 4 times 100-meter relay finals, all divisions, and then the 4 times 400-meter relay finals, open boys and girls. That is your local sports. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.